WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
La Teresa Blackwell of the Marshall Shadeland section of Pittsburgh is a university administrator by day. By night and on weekends, she runs a no-charge workforce development program for teens, focusing on hospitality and business called Kitchen of Grace. Blackwell spoke with 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort.
Seeing our young people on the corners with just idle time and seeing some of the behaviors that they were beginning to demonstrate, we saw a need. And our young people trust us because we live here with them. And out of that, they began to inflex into the cafe. And we began to mentor them. And out of that mentorship began a relationship with our young people. And we began to entertain the thought of how can we wrap our arms around these young people and offer them some type of hope.
What do you want the young people to get out of this program?
We want our young people to be equipped. We want them to be empowered to be what we know they're capable of being. We know society marks them as at risk, but we see potential in our young people if given the opportunity with the right tools and right resources to direct them in a path that's going to set them up for success. We know a lot of our urban youth young people, the disparity that they are exposed to, they're lacking in areas. And if we can empower them with those tools, we believe that they can be successful.
Do you want them to be involved in the hospitality industry? Do you want them to open their own businesses? What is your goal?
My goal is to give them the tools and let them, allow them to be able to make the decision of what direction they want to take. We have young people who enjoy cooking. And so if they would love to go into the cooking industry, we want to guide them down that pathway. We've actually began a conversation with the Allegheny Community College North, their culinary department, to be able to get our youth into their culinary program. If a young person wants to become an entrepreneur, we want to make sure they have the tools and the resources to be able to set themselves up to be in business for themselves. They go through a business plan, so they learn how to prepare a business plan with our CPA. So they go through those rotations and they can make a choice on which direction they want. If they want to become an events manager, we have those tools and resources that's going to help them and guide them on that path.
Why do you call it Kitchen of Grace?
We come up in communities like this. My father was murdered in the streets. I was raised in a single mother head of household, lived below poverty. And so I'm paying it forward. Kitchen of Grace, because we built a new efficient kitchen and we want the kids to see that it came from nothing and it became something beautiful.
La Teresa Blackwell, thank you for taking time to do the interview.
Thank you for having us.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.